study,
and play come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
Lamine Yamal steps into McDonald's, looks left, sees Pulisic, looks right, sees Jimenez. Gives a nod to Ronaldinho in the corner with a FIFA World Cup meal. Ronaldinho sees Son in the booth. Son finds Beckham going for extra Big Mac sauce. He's got Davies at the table just behind him. Davies going for his collectible cup. But oh!
A steal by Henry, who pulls his own collectible cup.
Collect one of nine legendary cups with a FIFA World Cup meal.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time. While supplies last. All rights reserved. 2026 McDonald's at FIFA World Cup 2026.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What is the plan for Miami to build around Giannis?
It's going
to
be hard.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
LeBron has not made himself available to meet with the Lakers. I'm choosing those words carefully.
Today's guests. Academy Award winning actor J.K. Simmons. Apple TV lead MLS analyst Taylor Twellman. Actor Colin Hanks. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, last day of June. We're right there, man. We're right there.
Wow.
Football season's right around the corner as we're in the midst of football season with the World Cup off the hizzy yesterday, as Stuart Scott would say back in the day with me. That was ridiculous action that we saw in the World Cup knockout rounds. Three matches yesterday. Three coming up today, right in the middle of today's program, the Ivory Coast, or is it just Ivory Coast? Mike, is it the Ivory Coast?
Oh, good question.
Ivory Coast.
You don't know? Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
it's Ivory
if
Coast.
I'm wrong.
I need to get this right because J.K. Simmons is in our green room, Academy Award winner, and he roots for the Ohio State. You know what I mean? So I want to make it sure.
Is it the
Ivory Coast?
No, it's just Ivory.
All right. Ivory Coast against Norway,
right. Come on.
Which means the Netherlands is out, but we still have a Holland playing for Norway. We're going to be rolling in that one. France takes on Paraguay. Germany took on Paraguay yesterday, which improved the United States win over Paraguay. France taking on Sweden. Mexico taking on Ecuador. Let's go. Taylor Twellman in hour three to talk about everything that we just saw. And it's going to be great. Colin Hanks, one of our favorites, is returning in hour number three. He's in the latest season of Silo on Apple TV. And we're going to do the usual with him, which means we play the stepdad game. What do you mean by that?
That's great.
Apparently, he and his dad, who you might know as the cowboy from Toy Story.
Yep.
You know, among other things. Apparently, he and his dad, when they watch football games together, look at the coaches on the sidelines and wonder what type of stepfather that coach would be. And we've got a whole new round of coaches for him to play that game with later on in hour three. It's a delight every single time he appears. And J.K. Simmons is in the new television show on MGM Plus called The Westies. And he's going to be joining us in about 17 minutes time now to talk about all of that. He might, you know, make a mention or two about the Ohio State or his favorite baseball team, the Detroit Tigers, which waxed my Yankees last night for their fifth straight loss. How are you over there, Chris Brockman?
Well, the Red Sox are one of the hottest teams of baseball, winners of 8 of 11. I'm doing excellent.
Good to see you over there. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Mike Del Tufo.
Morning,
good to see you. TJ Jefferson, is that candle lit over there?
What candle's lit. They should just cancel baseball.
Your team needs a seance.
We need a restart.
Yankees haven't won in about a week. Yeah. Ever since Coop went to summer camp.
Oh.
Yeah, Yankees haven't won ever since he went. Okay. So we got to clean that house.
Yeah, got to clean the house.
So took the mojo with him?
844-204-RICH, number to dial to have a conversation with us today. Listen, folks. LeBron James might be in play. I'm serious. Brian Windhorst, who is in this chair next to me, in which J.K. Simmons will settle in.
I seen him.
Academy Award winner.
I seen
settle
him.
In. And he said that LeBron James has not made himself available to talk directly with the Los Angeles Lakers about a contract. The problem with that is, for the Lakers, is that between the Knicks winning it all, words I just love to say, between the Knicks completing their comeback on the San Antonio Spurs for a fourth game in the NBA Finals, and 6 p.m. Eastern tonight, 3 o'clock El Segundo, California time. Again, our studio is just up the street, or we're up the street.
I left my wallet.
We're a little bit north from the Lakers facility. Okay. And
here it comes.
Literally, as you're talking about LeBron, there is LeBron James news via Shams on Twitter right now. LeBron James will continue his NBA career next season, but has informed the Lakers that they can move on without him because he will play elsewhere.
Okay.
Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul has told ESPN this. What? That is 1 minute ago.
Well, then, he's in play.
Wow.
Because, again, if he wasn't making himself available to talk in the negotiating window with the Lakers, then he clearly wanted to talk to everyone else.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm.
If he's like basically like, yeah, no, I'm playing golf.
He's very busy.
I can't meet with you to talk about a contract in the negotiating window, the exclusive negotiating window between the end of the NBA Finals and 3 o'clock local time here in El Segundo, California. He clearly wanted to talk to somebody else, and he's going to talk to somebody else.
You can go home now.
The question is now, obviously, the where. Where is it best for him to ring chase? Because I imagine that's what it's going to be about. And how much of a haircut is he willing to take?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't seem to be, so far in recent days, interested in doing, say, what Aaron Rodgers did with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is pay for way less than what his first ballot Hall of Fame career mandates somebody with that resume. And LeBron is playing at the top of his game in a way that I don't think Aaron Rodgers is or has, despite flashes of Rodgers. And I'm making this analogy because I'm talking about somebody in the similar age group at the end of a career looking for one last shot. And the question is, where is it? Does he go back to places where he's once belonged, to use the Beatles phrase? Does he go back to Cleveland? Does he go back to Miami? Wouldn't that be an interesting way to bolster the Giannis acquisition in Miami, is to welcome LeBron back to South Beach? And that means only one thing if he does go back to Miami, and I'm totally speculating here off the top of my head. I have no idea what they can pay LeBron, fit in or anything like that. But if he does go back to Miami, well, there's only one way to find out about it. That's him sitting down with Jim Gray to take his talents there. Or does he go to Golden State? And Brian Windhorst said on the family of ESPN shows on this day that the Warriors were going to attempt to sign LeBron tonight. 3 o'clock, right in the middle of your California day. Does LeBron look at Steph Curry and call him teammate as opposed to opponent? And frenemy, I guess, right? Mm. Does he join Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler? Because apparently the Warriors have told Jimmy Butler they're not trading him, which means I guess the Wizards are uninterested in coughing up Anthony Davis. Kristaps Porzingis just showed up in Golden State, did he not?
He's back 2 years, $40 million.
So is Uncle Al, right? Didn't Horford stay put there too?
I think so, yeah.
So
they're the all-old team.
I guess. What is it, like Cocoon 4?
Probably more.
You know, they jump in the Chase Center pool with the regenerative eggs at the bottom?
Seems like it.
I mean, how close is LeBron to the Brimley line?
Oh, I mean, he's
not far.
-8, right?
He's probably close.
I think he's already been.
By the way, the Brimley
he's already
line,
been in that pool. To be honest with you,
the Brimley line is really funny.
So, who else? Who else would LeBron jump in with?
Old, too old.
Who else would he jump in with? I don't know what. It's definitely Portland's got a bunch of point guards now.
Yeah,
and Ja Morant.
Ja, baby.
I mean, that's a huge trade, by the way.
I know that. That actually happened yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday
as
afternoon.
Well.
Without giving up any picks, too.
That was the key. They still have all, Portland doesn't trade picks.
I'm only just throwing that out. There's no chance LeBron goes there.
No.
Certainly if the owner's like, what do you mean we're giving away T-shirts just for the playoffs? What are we talking about? LeBron's not playing for that guy.
Yeah, this feels like Warriors or bust.
Really?
Yeah.
Cleveland? You don't think going back to the land, winning one more time, finishing up, going back home, going to the East?
But he'd been there, done that.
Yeah, it's already over. But I see what you're saying because it would be put a nice, you know, cap on everything.
But he did that already.
But he has done it. But
so the Warriors.
But going home
bust?
At the end is always. It always seems like the Warrior tries to travel. The Warrior.
Listen, if I'm the Warriors,
I'm gonna run back the Olympics.
If I'm the Warriors, I move heaven and earth to make sure this happens.
I'm with you.
Certainly, if they have closed the door on the Lakers so publicly that there's not even a leverage play to be made, then what does that mean for the Lakers? Let's sit on that. Based on obviously never say never, but the fact that he's said, oh, I'm done golfing long enough to tell you we're done.
Go kick rocks.
Okay, go kick rocks. You know, go hand your game balls out to somebody else.
You know,
so
he's going to be a Warrior. It's already been
that. If
feels like it.
If this is in fact the case, he does leave a trophy in the case here in Los Angeles. He exhilarated fans for years. I know they didn't win. More than one. And I know when they won one, he was in the bubble. I get it. Everybody had to play under the same awful circumstances. And they were the most successful at it. But that just means, clearly, they're moving on with Luka and Austin Reeves. If I'm not mistaken, did I see amongst all of this World Cup craziness and everything, doom scrolling for any other actual real news, DeAndre Ayton opted back in?
He did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you saw that. Yeah.
Now,
really? Okay, I missed that.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know who else they can add, but that does feel like the Lakers are not still in the realm of the Thunder and Spurs, fair to say, without LeBron playing the way that he did. Last year, last playoffs.
Shams adding that the Lakers expressed to James that they wanted him back.
Of course.
But he has decided to move on.
Let me tell you what the Lakers wanted. Him to finish his career here in L.A. and for them to fet him in the manner in which they're used to fetting people who have, A, won a championship there, or B, an all-time great. That's what they do. But something happened.
So no fetting will happen?
No fetting.
Ain't going to be no fetting?
Well, I mean, there'll be a welcome back video played on the
crypto screen. The boos are going to be.
No, boos.
Oh, they're going to boo him.
They'll boo him in this town?
Yeah, I believe so, Rich.
No chance.
All right.
No way.
We'll see.
This
they'll be happy to lay this at the feet of Laker fans. Will be happy to lay this at the feet of Rob Pelinka more than LeBron James.
There's a number one Laker fan we could call right now.
I was going to say us. We have a second hour open. We need to put up the bat signal for O'Shea.
And you think he will blame this on LeBron?
Not blame. It's not about
like the
blame.
Point where they will boo him.
You were gone, so you're no longer with us. So you're against us. So now we got to boo you.
This guarantees no statue, right?
I would assume so.
Left. Let me call this guy, man.
Is there a statue of anybody out there who left?
He's not awake.
Other than Pat Riley? Yeah.
Shaq left.
Shaq left.
He's not on his way.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Listen, statues aside, I don't know if he had a statue type run here in Los Angeles either, quite honestly.
I'm not disagreeing.
Okay, so a disappointing result for Laker fans that wanted to see LeBron finish here. He goes to Golden State. Let's just put it out there before we put a ribbon on this and return an hour or two. You want to send up the, are you sending up the signal to O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah, do it. Tell him.
I'm texting him right now.
Okay. He's got to wake up first.
Yeah, he's probably asleep.
All right. Well, I mean, this news might have awakened him. I might have just woken up like,
probably
wait a minute.
Getting blown up right now.
Wait a minute, is that a nine on my clock to start? What is happening?
When he does wake up and he sees it.
He texts me yesterday about something. He goes, all right, man, if not, then I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm like, bro, it's 10:15.
Nice. But
I'm going to go back to sleep.
Back to sleep.
Wow. Can't even sleep till 10.
Oh, my God. Can't sleep till 10.
No, I can't sleep past 6.
I mean, I can't get out of here. I wake up at 3, and it's like, what am I going to do for the next hour?
Exactly.
To stop my brain from turning. We're getting off topic.
Off topic.
Before we bring on J.K. Simmons. The Golden State Warriors, Curry, Draymond, Butler, healthy when returning, LeBron,
Porzingis,
Horford,
Tingus Pingus.
Does Clay come back?
Sure.
How are they going to fit all these people?
No. But LeBron's going to have to, $50 million is not going to happen, right?
Oh, we're looking at 15 to 20.
Well, I mean, that's not a haircut he's taken ever.
No.
He clearly doesn't need it either.
Nope, he's doing just fine.
Yeah, and somebody and they tell him, hey, on occasion, you know, go to Los Angeles, go back home, be with your kids. You know, we'll figure it out. Everyone will understand.
Bronny's Laker deal became guaranteed yesterday.
Okay, so I'm just saying, are they championship caliber?
No.
Okay. TJ Jefferson. Are they championship caliber?
The Los Angeles Lakers?
No.
Oh.
The Golden State Warriors as constituted if this happens.
Look, man, if this had happened in 2018, then you'd be talking about maybe a 72-10 run. These guys, man, Father Time just...
I understand that.
And look, they're going to be as good as anybody for certain stretches of time, mm-hmm. but those aches and pains start to... They accumulate, man, and I don't know if they can hang with the young Bulls Spurs.
I'm just saying it sounds like they could. I'm not saying with the Bulls. I'm saying they could do enough damage to get a decent position in the playoffs from which they just catch fire and good luck trying to beat Landry Shamet and the defending champion Knicks.
I am Landry Shamet.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck trying to keep up with Hart. Bridges.
Alvarado.
Yeah. Those guys.
New York Knicks won the NBA.
That's correct. Say it with your chest, TJ.
New York Knickerbockers are your NBA champions.
They are.
Who would have thunk it?
Yes, yes. Okay, let's take a break. Do want to make mention here. You, I think, heard it during the World Cup contest, and you're hearing it on many other shows, and we are regretful that we're part of having to ask for help in this regard because of the disaster that's happening in Venezuela. So help people, please, affected by the Venezuela earthquakes. Your donation through redcross.org/ESPN enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Again, it's redcross.org/ESPN. When we come back, the Academy Award winner, Buckeye Tiger. Oh, look at that picture from one of his many appearances, being so smug about my Wolverines. J.K. Simmons, Academy Award winner, coming up next.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Rich Eisen here. You can always tell when something big is happening in a city. I know what it's like when I'm traveling for big games and events. I remember being in Pittsburgh earlier this year and experiencing the beautiful architecture and passion those fans have for their home teams. That was so infectious. Now, it was a great trip. But you know what it's like dealing with the travel. The airport is packed. Hotels are booked up. Restaurants all busy. And when you have that kind of influx of visitors in your city, a lot of them are searching for a place that feels a little bit more like home during their trip. That's why this can be a smart time to think about listing your own space on Airbnb. If you've got plans to be away this summer, consider listing your space on Airbnb while you're gone and earn some extra cash. It's simple. You're already traveling, so your place doesn't just sit empty while your city is busy. And from my experience on the road, having a comfortable home base can change the whole experience of a trip. So whether it's a big sports weekend, a concert series, or a major event coming to your area, this could be the right time to list your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
MLB.TV on ESPN is your home for every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Catch your favorite teams and players, plus MLB Network and ESPN app features like multi-view, syncing your stats, key plays, bets, and fantasy all in one place. Sign up now for MLB.TV in the ESPN app. Separate subscriptions required. Blackouts and other terms apply. Visit stream.espn.com/MLBTV for more information.
Radio audience has just returned to the Academy Award winning actor J.K. Simmons here in support of the Westies, which is going to premiere on MGM Plus in the middle of next month, July 12th. Everybody check it out here on the program. Takes place, and as you mentioned, Hell's Kitchen. You said you've lived there. Is that when you were just starting out? Or
that was when I was waiting tables going and doing regional theater, you know, in Buffalo or Boston or Minneapolis for a couple of months, and then coming back and
making ends meet,
seeing if they had an opening at Joe Allen again, so I could walk home with a pocket full of tips through the Westies gang in Hell's Kitchen.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Kind of looking over my shoulder at 1 a.m. with a pocket full of cash.
I don't know if there's, you know, if the statute of limitation has expired on that. But did you guys shoot this in New York, or was that
Chicago? We shot it in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, because.
Got it. You know, I understand that way. Yeah, the way the world works in that regard.
Yeah, there's people aren't making a lot of stuff in New York and L.A. these days.
But I imagine when you were doing a ton of Law and Orders and whatever, you were living in New York at that time as well, or no?
Yeah, yeah, I was in New York from 82 to 03.
Right.
And then we've been L.A., and now we're back, and now we're I'm not sure where I live.
Because they shot Oz in New Jersey, right? Didn't they shoot that?
Oz started out in Chelsea.
In Chelsea?
In the old Chelsea, the flower warehouse on 9th Avenue. Okay. And then we moved to Bayonne, lost the lease. Typical New York story. You know, the landlord goes, yeah, we're good. And then after the show was a hit, he was like, hey, how about three times the rent?
Right.
You know,
what do you like doing about this show? What do you like?
It's a great cast, man. And actually, Tom Brittany, who plays Jimmy Rourke, is a proper Englishman, as is his sidekick, Stanley Morgan, who plays his sidekick.
Yes.
And the variety of dialects that were flying around that room, because we're all playing, you know, New York, 19, you know, mm-hmm. tough guys, blue collar from New York. And Titus is the only one that sounds like that in actual life. Just a fantastic international cast. Alan Leach, Sarah Bulger, because some of the Irish, Vincent Walsh, some of the Irish are fresh off the boat Irish, and yes, some of us are like second, third generation.
And again, The Westies is premiering on July 12th on MGM Plus. And it just, I love talking, you know, sports with you, despite your sometimes biting commentary on the teams that I root for. Explain to me again how you are a diehard Buckeye and a diehard Tiger fan. Because yeah, I do know, you know, Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh were born in the same hospital in Toledo, Ohio, and that Southeast Michigan and Northwest Ohio is an area similar to like the greater metropolitan area of New York City. Where where do you find, how does one do this?
That just made me wonder if Zach McKinstry was maybe born at that same hospital, also from Toledo.
Potentially.
It's absolute family history in my case. Mm-hmm. My dad was teaching junior high general music when I was born in Detroit.
Yeah.
And then when I was 10 years old, might have just turned 11, I think 10 years old, he got a job at the Ohio State University. So I moved there mid-60s. All my new little knucklehead pals in fourth grade were either Cleveland fans or Cincinnati fans.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm a Tigers fan. And then
the
conveniently,
Reds never,
the Tigers,
Reds never spoke to you? Like, the machine never really.
I was not. Grabbed. Well, this was before the Big Red Machine.
Right.
It was coincidentally, it was like 1967, 68.
So Denny McClain, you're talking.
Pretty good years for the Tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly.
That kind of cemented that loyalty.
When was the first time you went to the old Tiger Stadium?
I was probably 7 or 8.
What a place.
Parents were not like big jocks and had no money, so we went a couple times and sat in the nosebleed seats in the outfield. And you know, I would go back to school that next Monday and, you know, pretend that I was.
Yeah.
No, I saw the catcher give the signal, and he was asking for a curveball, but the guy threw a fastball.
Right.
And, you know. But yeah, I mean, I have vivid memories of watching the game from that great distance.
440 feet, right?
440
center
to dead center with the flagpole in play.
I miss that kind of, actually.
I'll never forget again the first time I went to Tiger Stadium when I was at Michigan, because I'm like, okay, I got to see what this stadium is all about. And I had obstructed view seats.
Yeah.
And I had to go like, you know, this to go to see, you know, a base hit to right field. I had to like lean around one pole to see around another pole.
Which you can still find in Fenway.
That's true.
Right.
Obstructed view seats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't sit obstructed view anymore. Look at you now.
Not anymore.
You don't know those people anymore. Who are you? I don't even know who you are anymore.
I haven't been to a game in a while.
No, I do remember that. And I also remember pulling a New York thing, which is cheer during the last two lines of the national anthem.
Yeah.
And Tiger fans looking at me like, what is your malfunction? This is the national.
We're singing a song here. It's about the United States of America. You want
to
shut up? Yeah.
That happened.
If you're not singing,
and I'm like,
shut up.
Because I'm like, you know, we're cheering, hey, last two lines. And then I go to Chicago, and they're cheering throughout the entire national anthem for the Blackhawks game. And I'm like, you know, the Midwest is, like, you can't figure this thing out, you know?
Times change.
I know. They do indeed. They do indeed. It was also a part of my professionalism that forced to the limit, to be quite honest with you, to be the host of this year's National Football League draft and have as many the Ohio State Buckeyes being mentioned.
There were
the
first a few
11
there, there?
Picks of this draft.
Yeah, I think,
you know,
I think the entire starting 11 plus one from 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We're first-round draft picks.
Dude.
I mean, our defense.
Well, though, you had to be surprised, though, even though Carnell Tate was the first one, too. That was the big surprise of everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only reason why that might be a surprise is because of the younger kid that everybody keeps talking about, you know. But Tate is the real deal, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, he would have been the featured guy anywhere where number four wasn't.
And Sonny Styles at the Combine, JK, was... I've never seen a workout like that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the story. I've mentioned it once before here, is that after he dominated that workout at the Combine, we ran into a couple of the NFL Network producers ran into him in our hotel. We were all staying in the same spot, or he was having a meal, you know, after killing it. And one of the producers went up to him and said, congratulations on it. And he legitimately asked our producer, was that any good?
Did I do okay?
Yeah. Basically is what he said. Like a humility on top of.
Yeah. On top of being an absolute beast. And he's like monstrous too, you know, which.
He kept going.
Yeah.
Same thing with Arvel Reese as well,
right.
Who's going to be playing in New York. But TJ, over your right shoulder, is a Cowboy fan.
And you.
I know. I know.
All right. It's true. It's true.
But.
Well, where's he from? Do you come by it honestly?
Oh,
yes. No. This is a great question.
Hold on.
Good. Okay.
I believe I do, JK. I grew up in the middle of Pennsylvania around the time that the Steelers were dominating. But for some reason, I saw that star every Saturday and decided I didn't want to be like my other friends. I wanted to be different, much like you.
Okay.
Oh,
so I went the Cowboys route.
So you're a victim of marketing, basically.
You can say that. I'm the only non-Cowboy fan in my family, or non-Steeler fan, I should say, in my family.
Okay. All right.
I brought that up because...
Oh, because we got Caleb Downs and everything's going to be all right.
Oh, it sure is.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I cannot wait to watch this kid.
Because we had him on our show at the Combine, and he was already a professional.
Yeah.
Polished.
I mean, he was a professional when he was a sophomore. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I don't know how the hell Alabama. I guess, you know, Saban left, so Alabama just, like, that's the end of that.
Oops.
I know. Do we just gloss over the 4 years of Michigan beating them in a row, or do we just gloss over that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's not your kind of tempo, huh?
I mean, we could talk about Indiana. What?
Well, by the way, I can't get enough of Kurt Cignetti.
Fantastic!
I love that guy.
Absolutely.
I'm almost obsessed with him.
And you know? My daughter, who is now a giant Ohio State fan, wants to hit him in the face. he brings out his competitiveness is so just right there and in your face. And I was telling all my Buckeye fans from like game five, I was like, Indiana is for real. And they were like, it's Indiana. And I was like, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking that for next year too. JK.
Oh yeah. No, they're
because we had him on just again. As soon as they won the national championship, I'm asking, come on. And he just went underground. He pops up a little bit for other shows. And I'm like, come on, let's get him on.
He's recruiting.
I waited 6 months to get him. And I asked him, I'm like, what do you say where people think you're kind of a one-hit wonder? And he goes, we're going to have to prove it. But, you know, he got this twinkle, you know, and it's old school. It's old school.
It's what he is.
You say Woody, obviously I'll say Bo, but there's a certain turn back the clock mentality. Like when he was talking about the new kid who's playing quarterback for them, Josh Hoover from TCU. And he said, you know, because people have talked about his turnover issues, including his coach, previous coach. And Cignetti said, well, he's meeting his two new best friends. A run game and a defense, and then he winks at the media. You know, like that's Midwest Big Ten football, man.
Yeah.
And Indiana's
in the age
got
of
it.
The portal, you know.
Correct. And it's Indiana that's working it as well. So you're of the mindset that this is not a one-hit wonder.
Oh, right? No, they're for real. Yeah.
Damn right they are. But so are we, right? I mean,
you know.
What do you mean?
No. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean, you just...
No, it's not like the program hasn't been decimated. No, you're
right. No, it's not decimated. You've got a lot of first rounders to fill.
No, we have big shoes to fill.
You sure do.
We have big feet. We'll be fine.
I want to show this again. You were kind enough to do this the last time we were here. Del Tufo, this is your symbol, right?
No, I have one. I have one at home.
He bought two.
I bought two.
You signed this one. Not quite my tempo.
Mine says something.
Do you get a lot of that line when you're walking around? People say it to you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the number one thing you get?
Yeah, it's up there. It's either that or looking for photos of Spider-Man.
Okay. Right. That's J. Jonah Jameson.
Or, yes.
Three times you were J. Jonah Jameson, correct?
Well, three times and then a few times ever so briefly in the third, the current iteration of
Got it.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Okay. This scene where you're throwing the symbol in that scene that does happen in this in Whiplash.
It's a chair, but whatever. It's a,
well, I mean, that's true. It's a chair. You throw the chair. This there's the symbol. Okay, very good. But when you throw the chair in that scene that happens, was there anything that you took license on, or was that all on the page?
It was over the course of that whole shoot. It was 95% on the page.
Mm-hmm.
But Damien, like all like truly great writer directors, right. like. Is smart enough to know that once in a while, a Miles Teller or a J.K. Simmons, you know, can go right. off the map a little bit and find something else.
Was the chair on the
page? No. That was 100% scripted and like kind of scary. It was not in a different way from slapping the crap out of Miles Teller, which yes. was also fun.
Right.
throwing the chair was mildly concerning. And
what do you mean?
Well, because chairs are heavy, and I threw it at Miles Teller, like right over his head.
So he didn't aim.
You know, and when, right. when you're sitting on the stool at a drum kit, there's not a lot of places you can go
right.
quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little, and we were shooting that thing on a budget. It wasn't like they were like, oh, let's take all day to set this up and make some magic happen right. and have a stunt double. And no, it was like. Throw the chair at Miles and let's move on.
How many takes?
Two.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was a quick shoot.
Okay, man. And so when you're doing a scene like that and you know you've got to get that right, but you also have to stay in your character, how do you do something like that?
It's, I mean, I was glad that came along when the whole thing came along. I was 59 years old, I think, 58 when we were doing that.
Right.
And because there were, yeah, we had a lot of balls to keep in the air. And I was glad that came after I was a pretty experienced old hand at all this silliness.
So you think early on in your career, it would have been a more challenging.
Well, early on in my career, I was a terrible actor.
No, you weren't.
I was a terrible actor. And I learned, you know, in front of hundreds of people doing theater.
Yes.
You know, how to be a better actor over the course of many years with many very understanding directors.
Why would you call yourself a terrible actor earlier?
Because I was. And you can ask anybody who was there at the Big Fork Summer Playhouse in 1977. The guy playing the lead in Brigadoon was a good sing, no act kind of a guy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So then where would you say you got your chops?
Well, there, really, like in summer theater in Montana.
Okay.
And then in Seattle. I moved to Seattle
right.
after college and did theater jobs there and was lucky enough to get different kinds of, you know, musical theater or Shakespeare or a new play or a comedy at a dinner theater.
Right.
And just become kind of eclectic and work with a lot of directors who helped mold me.
Well, I haven't asked Miles Teller this, but did you think you did scare him? Like, was he legitimately frightened of your character?
He was messing his pants the whole movie. Oh. He was terrified of me.
Is that right?
No. We would like immediately, because Miles is an alpha, right?
Right.
Like Damien had to like calm him down. But between takes, it was all just guy banter and sports talk
right.
and, you know, BSing and, you know, Miles puffing his chest up and not being the whipping boy that his character was.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Congrats on everything going on with your career, man, as always.
Thank you.
You're one of the, and your Tigers.
Congrats on.
Hopefully the Lions are going to be particularly good in October for you because your baseball season's not lasting that long.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Did I
mean, it's a great
handle
pitching,
that appropriately? Or?
Great pitching matchup tonight.
Huh?
Skubal and Schlittler. I mean, this is
going to be great. And I do hope, in all seriousness, that Skubal sticks.
Please, from your mouth.
I know it's true. Like, there should be somebody on the Tigers as great as he is, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
And somebody that has gone, made himself like this, you know, Sure. I do hope this is the way it works out. But who the hell knows? With him, too. I mean, with the labor dispute that's potentially coming on that front, like, you know, how do you know how much money you're going to pay him? There's too much uncertainty. Too much.
And I just have my head buried in the sand about that whole
Me
thing.
Too.
Labor? No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I'm the same way. Certainly, we don't talk about it as much on this show because I think nothing snaps off a radio or television quite like labor dispute talk. You know what I mean? You know, I do hope he gets to stay. But tonight, I do hope you are not a happy man this evening.
And I hope you're not a happy man this evening.
That's why we
always have great to see you.
Healthy respect. The Westies, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on MGM Plus. J.K. Simmons here on The Rich Eisen Show. We're back with more in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent, the future stars who are already turning heads at age 14, because Next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai's always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept, it's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. JK was just telling me he was in London last week.
Oh, nice.
When I believe England drew with Ghana. And he said the collective soccer football loving nation had their collective hair on fire when that happened.
I believe it.
So there's that. By the way, you know, if you're on the European continent, the knockout round hasn't gone well for you.
No.
Are they over?
Yeah.
Wow.
They are. I believe the Western Hemisphere is currently 4-0 in the knockout round. If I'm not mistaken, let's check this out.
Norway and Ivory Coast in 10 minutes.
Paraguay knocked out Germany.
Canada.
Morocco knocked out the Netherlands.
Yeah, Canada won on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're number one. Let's go.
We'll talk about it in hour three with Taylor Twellman. We'll have also some more World Cup chat, as I've got a top five World Cup observations. Group phase and the first handful of knockout.
Excellent.
Round matchups. Frazier in Kentucky, I'm listening. That's definitely a Frazier joke.
Hey, Rich,
clearly over the head of this young man. What's up, Frazier? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
How old are you, Frazier?
I'm 13 years old.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frazier in Kentucky. What's going on?
Yeah. All right. So, Rich, the Boston Celtics officially have a 2004 Nomar Garcia Parra crisis on their hands.
Ooh.
And what's up, Brad Stevens needs to prepare for the Nomar solution for this inevitable blockbuster trade.
All right.
So, yeah, look, we got Jaylen Brown, incredible basketball player, who carried a Tatumless basketball team last year all the way to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know they lost first round, still had a great year.
Yes.
Brown had a career year. He 28.7 points per game and was sixth in MVP voting. I mean, that's a great year. He did phenomenal. But he's getting undervalued in the trade. He's kind of mad about this whole fallout from the Giannis situation. And I would like to connect this all the way to the 2004 Nomar Garcia Parra fallout from the Alex Rodriguez trade.
Okay.
Nomar, right after that trade, was obviously he was pretty upset. There's a lot of famous things about him sulking in the dugout and then just being upset. And I think, obviously, he's not gotten there yet, but I think Jaylen Brown right now is being a little immature. He's kind of getting in a fight with you media guys and focusing on things he really should not be focusing on this offseason.
Hmm.
He should be paying more attention to preparing for the next season than worrying about aggregator clips and 19-second clips saying that he's the seventh best player on that title team. Obviously, he's not. He knows this. Doesn't have to go off on a rant like Stephen Hay to prove that. But
yeah.
But yeah,
First of all, Frazier, I'm highly, hold on a
don't
second. Hold on a second.
Hold on. Yeah, sorry.
So,
yeah,
so no, ahead. It's all good. It's all good. I'm highly impressed that somebody born, if I'm not mistaken, in either 2012 or 2013 is making a 2004 analogy.
I like that.
Chris, yeah. You'd like to correct Frazier's
well,
work
thing
a little
about,
bit here?
The thing about the A-Rod deal.
He's my
yeah.
He's my my New England sports expert here on staff.
The rumored A-Rod deal that was nixed by the Players Association because A-Rod was going to
yeah,
take way less money.
Yeah.
it was A-Rod, Nomar was not in the deal. It was for Manny and a prospect named John Lester, who is probably a Hall
yeah.
of Famer.
Yeah, and I believe he's up for the Hall of Fame this year.
He should absolutely make it.
Okay.
But yeah, that was... Nomar wasn't in the deal. Nomar got traded mid-season because you know the vibes yeah. needed to change.
But but the analogy is understood that Jaylen Brown has got hurt feelings, and I don't blame him. Potentially
now,
here.
Hold on. The Nomar trade I'm relating to. I know the Alex Rodriguez that was for Manny and obviously John Lester, as you just said. But Nomar was going to get traded as part of that deal so they could bring A-Rod in. Am I correct? Yeah, and he found out about this and he was very upset, which is exactly what's going on right now with Jaylen Brown after the Giannis trade.
Okay.
He's hearing these rumors. He's like, oh, my God, I lost my job to this guy. I almost went to Miami after everything I've done for this franchise. That is exactly what Nomar Garciaparra felt right after he heard that he might have gotten traded.
I love this.
Because of this whole A-Rod situation.
Frazier, it's the end of our hour. Thank you for calling in. Call back. Certainly, if you're if you got a summer off, we'll be here. Frazier in Kentucky with some analogies from back in the day. And that wraps up hour one on the radio side.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.